So I guess now that you have the strength and you're able to learn about your culture, and you have significantly, if you were to see frogs on the landscape locally, would that have a meaning to you, do you think?
Oh, sure. Yeah, because when I was little, Carolyn, Jess's mom, dad, he was actually in the same clan as Catashan. So he was like part of our family. He said that, it was either him or me. You know, I spent a long time at their house as a child, but come to think of it now, I think it was his wife, Mae Daly, that said it. She said that when a long time ago the Indians used to be able to talk to a chickadee, and I'm going, wow, what does that mean? You know, I was so puzzled by it. How could they understand what, you know, what he's saying and all that? But since then, it was really weird, but, you know, when I was a kid and when I was, as I got older, I kind of pulled away from the land. I remember my mom told me the first thing I did when she took me on a picnic when I was 2 was cry the whole time because I thought the beach was dirty and I didn't like being there. And then, so now that I've written my thesis and I know how valuable it is to be out on the land and to be aware of, you know, what's going on, I started feeding the ravens. People would give me the eagles. I mean, you know, even though I'm native, you know, we're not supposed to have them because, unless we have a permit. But people will sneak them to me if they find them dead, and I know how to, you know, like cut them, boil them, you know, to get rid of the bugs and stuff. And it was so weird because I had the second one I got. I buried the bony part of the body in my backyard. Well, it was a young eagle, and I could hear the mom crying for that eagle. The eagle got killed by a transformer over on Case Avenue, and they brought it right to me, my friends that live over there. And I put it in the freezer for a while because I was busy, and then when I had time, I took care of it out in the backyard, and I could hear the mother eagle just crying so mournfully. And then when I actually buried, you know, the bony carcass in my backyard, it was kind of a sunny day, and it was a little overcast. It wasn't real hot, but it was humid. And it was weird because as soon as, you know, my husband dug me the hole and then I covered it up, as soon as I got it in the ground, it felt like I had grown like that. I mean, just real fast and then stop, you know, real suddenly. But it was like there were so many dimensions of, you know, that just came up out of me. Like, it was so weird. And I...
What do you think that meant?
I think it meant that I can see dimensions. I can see dimensions, and that's into the spirit world. Like, to tell you the truth, I almost passed out. That's how powerful it was. And so I think I grew somehow by doing that. And then that little piece of sacred land is always going to be on my property. And see, I have property with tide lands that face the east. And so I have like sun. In the summer it's so awesome because there's sun there from the time the sun rises, which is sometimes 2:30 a.m., it seems, until it goes down at midnight or so. So it's really, I love it. And so I think the original question was something about the land and how Oh, if I saw a frog, yeah, I would definitely be honored if I met one and could at least sit by it and stuff, because a lot of times when I go down to Shakes Island, an eagle or a raven will come and sit in the tree and make racket, and then sometimes in the summer, like, I can hear all the ravens over at Trident Seafoods. Well, it used to be Wrangell Seafoods then. They used to have this little roof area where they'd all come and hang out, and they'd all sit there and make all kinds of racket. And it was always on my dad, on the anniversary of my dad's death, which is August 5th. And then sometimes, let me see what else. I dreamt about ravens walking through the snow, and it was before Tiss and Carol's mother died. She was Cotchetti Raven, and I was walking home one snowy night, and I found a dead raven right in front of me. But I was scared. I didn't know what to do. You know, like, I wanted to pick it up, you know, and process it. And I thought, well, maybe I don't have the right to. But I think now I think back on it, and I think, why did I pass that gift up? You know, because the raven feathers have a beautiful scent to them, and when you first get them, you're very aware of it. But you know, the longer they stay in your house, you can't really you can't smell it anymore. But other people can, and it smells like incense. So one time I did try to process a raven, but I didn't have any luck. I forget what I was trying to do, but I thought, well, oh, I know. I thought, well, I can save this. I can get the skull free of all the feathers if I throw it in the fire. So I threw it in the fire, but it just burned up. Mm-hmm. And so I don't, maybe as an eagle, I'm not meant to have a raven. But I find loose late raven feathers and keep them because they smell good and they look pretty. But so the animals have become much more important to me, because if I because if you sit outside like you're supposed to get in touch with your soul, then you become aware of them. And it's really cool how I learned about all this when I was doing my thesis, how being outside is very important for you spiritually and for your soul. And so I try to do it more, but you know what? Right now it's really hard because my favorite place to go was Shakes Island, and they've had it blocked off since last fall. Yeah, so that's a source of pain for me right now. And, there's not really any other place outside that I like to go around here, except for up in the marsh, and it's kind of hard to get up there.